Hello, this is Burl Sheldon.
And I am Brenda Josephson. We're here to tell you about House Bill 57, which is a budget bill moving through the Alaska legislature. If passed, the amendments added to the budget bill will have a profound impact on Haines taxpayers.
State legislators are proposing a big game changer for Haines, reneging on a very important promise made to Haines taxpayers a decade ago. In 2005, taxpayers in Haines took as an article of faith the state's reimbursement promise, and we passed a bond measure to build the new school. Our decision to bond and build was driven by the state of Alaska's promise to reimburse 70% of construction costs. The total school construction bond was over $17 million.
The current state budget bill would decrease the general fund appropriations for municipal school bond debt by 50%. This proposal will shift costs from the state directly to Haines taxpayers in an annual amount of approximately $450,000. By shifting the cost to our community, Haines will be required to make budget cuts and raise new tax revenue, an amount equal to about 1.5 mils of property tax.
We're calling and writing to legislators Sam Keto, Dennis Egan, and House Finance Committee Co-Chair Paul Seaton. We're asking them to honor past school bond reimbursement commitments. We don't want to see a 1.5 mil tax increase in Haines.
If the state budget bill is passed as amended, the state will be reneging on the promise to reimburse past school construction debt at 70%. The failure of the state to live up to past promises will be detrimental to our community. The state is currently deliberating House Bill 57. The proposed changes can impact Haines finances for years to come.
Thank you for staying informed on this important issue.
This is Brenda Josephson.
And Burl Sheldon.